This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome to the new world, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. By the way, Happy New Year. And I'm not talking about the new world that's been built since November the 8th of 2016, because we still have remnants of that old world, that one that I like to call Bizarro World, the world where kids can't read analog clocks. Did you hear this story? Yeah, they took analog clocks out of school. Why? Because kids can't read. If a kid can't see a digital clock that says it's 3:03, they can't look at a clock with the big hand on the 12, the little hand, or I should say the big hand on the 3, and the little hand on the 3 as well, and read 3:03. They can't do it. That's how crazy it is. An analog clock. God. I mean, look. When do we wake up in this country? Kids can't even write cursive. I had a guy tell me the other day. It was at a gun shop, and he said, he goes, when they kids come in to sign the documents, they print. I tell you what, why don't they just make an X like they did in this, with the slaves back in the day when those kids couldn't read? Half of them can't read. Have you looked at the statistics on the number of kids who cannot read in this economy, in the world today? Here, I'll give it to you. I have the numbers right in front of me. 65% of 8th graders in American public schools in 2017 were not proficient in reading. 67% were not proficient in mathematics. This is according to the National Assessment of Education Progress Test released by the U.S. Department of Education. 67% of 8th graders, 65% rather of 8th graders, not proficient in reading. 67% not proficient in math. That's for starters. That's what you pay for. The results are far worse for students in some urban districts. Get this. Among the 27 large urban districts for which the DOE published 2017 NAEP test scores, the Detroit public schools had the lowest percentage of students who scored proficient or better in math and the lowest percentage who scored proficient or better in reading. Only 5% of Detroit public school 8th graders were proficient or better in math. Only 7% were proficient or better in reading. In Cleveland, only 11% proficient in math, 10% in reading. In Baltimore, 11% in math, 13% in reading. In Fresno schools, 11% in math, 14% proficient or better in reading. That's what you pay for. That's the education system that these people strike for. Right? That's what the teachers are striking. Don't do us any favors. Look at the amount of money that's being paid for kids who are learning absolutely nothing. 67% in most of these places, in other words, 30-something percent are proficient or better. And then when you get into the urban areas, it's less than that. So if they put these stats the right way, 3/4 or 80% in urban areas of these kids, 80 to 85%, are no good, can't do anything. 3/4 in regular schools, 80% in urban districts, and they want you to put more money into it. How pathetic is that? Welcome to the new world, the world built by Barack Obama, the world built by leftism. I should say put on steroids by Barack Obama, because it's not his fault. I'm not going to make that all his fault. Can't write in cursive, can't read analog clocks, and can't read or do remedial math. No wonder they need cry closets. God. You live in a world where the media doesn't want to tell you the good things about a president who has got unemployment at the lowest point in decades. Black unemployment is reaching white unemployment levels. Black unemployment is 6.6%. Do you understand that under the black president, black unemployment was in the 14% and higher range? never came close to 6.6%. Unemployment dipped under 4% for the first time since 2000. And that was the heyday. That was one of the most amazing times in America. Yeah. What do we have? We have an economy, folks, that is absolutely exploding right now. Let me let you hear the clip.
164,000 jobs were created last month in the U.S., far below what we were looking for, the 192. But the unemployment rate, we were looking for 4, it's down to 3.9%. So very tight market. March was also revised up to 135,000, bringing the March and February gains up from the number we had there to 30K additional jobs. All of the jobs are in the private sector. Government jobs actually down 4,000. Average hourly earnings up 0.1%, below what we were looking for. Year-over-year gain is brought up 2.6%, also below 2.7% that we were looking for. Participation rate, little changed. It's 62.8%. We were looking for 62.9%. And average hourly hours worked, rather, unchanged also at 34.5. We've got the marginally attached or the U6 rate, 7.8%. This is the lowest since July 2001. In the manufacturing sector, this is really going to be one of the stories of the day. It's up 24,000. This is up since July, been up since July, and also up more than expected. And in machinery and fabricated metals, so people who are looking for any impacts on tariffs, both of those are up. Machinery up 8,000. Fabricated metals up 4,000. Women and African American also the tightest unemployment we've seen in a while. For women, lowest since 2000. For African Americans, lowest on record. 6.6%, the lowest since 1972.
164,000 new jobs. By the way, they revised it upwards. They originally reported it at 135,000. But it ended up being 164,000. Now, the bad news is they say, well, we anticipated it was going to be 192. I don't care what you were anticipating. I'm telling you what got reported and then what got revised upwards. Do you know what two words you didn't hear put together in the Obama administration? Revised upwards. It didn't happen. Unemployment, low wage, the worst they could do. Oh, well, we anticipated wage growth would be 2.7% versus 2.6%. You have to be looking to manufacture bad news in the time of Donald Trump.
Radio show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177, or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at CloserThanYourBreath.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Take control of your water with the new ProPure Whole House Filtration System. The ProPure Home removes chlorine and up to 220 plus additional contaminants with ProMax Full Spectrum Filter Technology for truly great tasting, clean, and refreshing water. Order a ProPure Home today and receive a free pre-sediment filter, a $79.95 value. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com for details. Rethink what's in your water.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Culturally American. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I'm culturally true blue American, baby. True red American. I'm talking about red state. As in conservative, Republican, true blue. Love this country. Put it above all others. Doesn't mean that we don't do wrong. Does whatever you call it. Tell me all the warts on America and see what happens. I'm just going to go, they're beautiful, baby. I love your stretch marks, girl. Shut up. I love them stretch marks. Shut up. You had a lot of babies. Who cares? Yeah, we got warts, stretch marks, bunions, all kinds of stuff. But you know what? I love you. I love you. I do. Because you've given me an opportunity I would have never had anywhere else. And I'm a bright dude. I mean, you give me, buttermilk or butter, I'll make some butter. I'll make some bread. Give me something bad, I'm gonna make it into something good. Give me an analogy like that, I'm gonna turn it into something good. Because that's the way I am. I'm an optimist. Doesn't matter where I go, where I live, I'm gonna do the right thing. I'm gonna make it happen. You know, the reason why America, but see, here's the thing. I wouldn't have that mentality if I hadn't grown up in this country. If I hadn't grown up understanding how we were founded, what it took to do it. The more I understand that, the more I go, man, I love you, America. Ooh, I love you. You are so awesome, girl. You give opportunity to everybody, regardless. And then somebody comes along like April Ryan and says of our first lady,
she's not culturally American. She doesn't really understand. Look at what her husband's doing.
Really? Culturally American. Is it culturally American to let terrorists into our midst? Is it culturally American to send money to terrorist regimes? Is it culturally American to not educate our kids, particularly our kids of color? Is it culturally American to allow the level of crime to exist in our communities and do nothing about it, particularly the communities of color? Is it culturally America to down talk, to back talk, to, I'm not thinking of the right word here, but to denigrate, how about that? The Christians in this country? Particularly for the sake of others? Is any of that stuff culturally American? Is it culturally American to constantly want to divide us, to talk about the President of the United States and say he's a racist while you ignore all the racist activities of the left, Planned Parenthood, and the support of that, the do-nothing attitude of all these big city mayors that don't care about the crime in their neighborhoods. They don't care about the true lack of education, the fact that we spend billions and billions of dollars on education for the dumbest kids on the planet now. We have the dumbest educated kids on the planet. Make no mistake about it. Why do we denigrate a country who affords anybody that wants it an education? Pretty much at taxpayer expense. Same thing with health care. Yet they always could proclaim there isn't enough health care. Everybody gets treated. Go to the doctor. You'll get treated. You won't even get a bill if you're poor, because we'll get to pay it. But they pretend that America doesn't have nationalized health care. We absolutely do. And it's better than anything they offer. You want to talk about culturally American? Here's the whole clip of what April and Ryan had to say about Melania Trump.
April, Kate points out there is, obviously some pretty painful reality in the First Lady taking on cyberbullying and being kind online. And the First Lady is well aware of that.
Yes, she's well aware of her husband's cyberbullying. He's considered by some, well, many, I would say, in different sectors, one of the biggest bullies. He will call you out in a moment's notice. And she stood in front of him and basically said she wants to show young people how it's done and do it right, and they will pick up those habits. I wonder if the president will change. But there are realities. There are a lot of realities that she's dealing with. This is a first lady who is not culturally American, but she is learning the ways. And this is not just an American issue. These are not just American issues. These are international issues. You know, cyberbullying is an international issue. Social media is international. And also the opioid addiction issue. So it's not just here, but it's abroad as well. And we'll see if she takes that message abroad as she rolls this out for the next 4 years.
This is Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, folks. KJRadio.com 844-551-8255. Culturally American to denigrate an individual, Kanye West, because he dare say, I support the president. I support Donald Trump. I tell you, I tried to meet with Barack Obama. He wouldn't see me, but Donald Trump would meet with me. Is it culturally appropriate or culturally American to say of any black person that meets with Donald Trump, you're a sellout, you're a race traitor, and so on and so forth? Is it culturally American to teach a group of young black kids that it's okay to not like Donald Trump, but you have to love Barack Obama, who did nothing for blacks? And Donald Trump, who is showcasing the true nature of American spirit, as he deal with issues that are plaguing the entire American community, because blacks are a subculture within that, but the culture of America is being attacked, and he addresses it by helping all Americans, which, by the way, helps more blacks than anybody. Donald Trump has done more for blacks in the year and a half that he's been president than Barack Obama did in an entire 8 years, full of promises, and supposedly full of promise. More blacks are more disillusioned with government, disillusioned with the system, disillusioned with white folks, disillusioned with their own lives, and you name it, because of Barack Obama, not because of Donald Trump. And I could go on. All the comparisons. Oh, Donald Trump, he doesn't have enough black people in his cabinet. He doesn't have enough this or that. And then they attack his wife, who puts an initiative that says, best me or something like that, which I'm just presuming is be the best you. You know, the best advice I could get, I've talked about this before, folks. The best advice I can give to you or to any of your children is understand who you are and present that. Because you know what you're going to do? You're going to save yourself a lot of headaches. And let me explain. If you find your mate, your soul mate, and you present the you that the left wants you to present, you know, that fake you, that you is going to just, that you disappears. So you may meet Ms. Amazing, and you want to front, as we say in the vernacular. You want to front. You want to make her believe you're more than what you are. You are headed for disaster. You might as well tell baby girl, I'm this way. This is me. We can work on me together, but this is me. All my warts, all my problems, all my issues. And you know what? I'm willing to accept you the same way, because despite how absolutely stunning and gorgeous and fantastic you look to me, you know what I know? You got issues. And if we can admit that up front, we're headed for some good times. That's what I would tell you. How you better know your friends, how you better know your employees, and everybody. Because we all want to paint this picture that it's all great. And conservatives come to that conclusion much better than most people that, you know what, it isn't all that it seems. I understand that. Let's discuss it so we all know we're level setting and we're good. Leftists don't want to do that because they like being fakes.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
At least two people were injured after a shooting at a middle school in Noblesville, Indiana today. The suspect is in custody, and Noblesville Police Chief Kevin Jowett updates the situation.
We have two victims, one an adult teacher and one a juvenile student, who have been transported to Methodist and Riley hospitals in Indianapolis, respectively. Their families have been notified and are en route to be with their loved ones. There is a male student at Noblesville West Middle School who has been detained. We believe he is the involved suspect.
First it was on, then it was off, and now the status is seemingly unknown. President Trump may still be sitting down with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Ed Rollins advised President Reagan he has some advice for President Trump.
We're more than happy to sit down and negotiate in an honest way, but we're not going to basically be made fools out of it and not give him the world stage so he can rant and rave.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Listening to this show, it was the Larry the Cable Guy. He's got a show on XM. They were talking about the cell phone generation, which technically the smartphone generation, because I'm part of the cell phone generation. And the reason why I know this is because I was there when it was developed. I worked with the company that did it, Motorola. And it was an amazing thing to get my shoebox phone. I will never forget it. And a buddy of mine, his name is Leon, a white dude named Leon, which is a seventh sign. Leon said, "Hey, Kevin, Motorola's got this special. Man, if you go out there right now, you can get a cell phone." I was like, "What?" And because it was the thing that only the wealthiest people had, the mobile phone. We had phones in our homes, but to have a phone in your car was a big deal. Remember when the cars would dedicate that middle console for the phone, and you see in the movies the guys in the limos or whatever would take the phone and say, "Hello, my name is Blake Carrington." And it was a big deal. So now it was going to be made for the common man. So I remember going out there, get this, I could get the phone for whatever amount of money it was, and it wasn't a whole lot, and it was $15. I bought this phone for, I think it was $15 or something. It was a crazy amount because Motorola wanted to get them out there. And this thing, I'm not exaggerating, it was the size of a shoebox. And I remember putting it in my car and thinking I was the coolest cat on the planet. And it cost dollars a minute to call. Dollars a minute. I remember thinking to myself, I can only talk on this phone 15 minutes, you know, for my budget. Half the time, y'all think I'm telling you the truth. I would be in my car on my phone, not even talking to people. You know, trying, like in traffic, acting like, "Yeah, anyway." And so, in the end, and looking around. Because people had to be going, "Man, that brother's rich if he could just sit on the phone talking the whole time during traffic." And I'm not talking to anybody. He's got the phone up, you know, singing in the radio, looking around, you know, just faking, right? But, I mean, I got this thing when I was early 20s, like mid-20s, and I was thinking I was the coolest dude on the planet. A bunch of us would take, it was a time, I'm not kidding you, black folks, we walked around with our phones. Oh, man, so did white people, too. So this is not a black thing. But, I mean, I'd have my phone at the park while I'm playing basketball, knowing it ain't going to ring because I couldn't afford it. And certainly, I wouldn't go over there and make a phone call, a real call. So it was ridiculous. But point is, I'm from the cell phone generation. And I knew the dude, knew of him, I shouldn't say I knew him, but I knew of the guy who had the who did the patent on it, CDMA technology or whatever, TDMA and CDMA, and he would get a penny or something on every phone call that was made. And the dude was filthy rich. Because, again, Motorola was one of my clients. And I just remember, all you could do with the, I mean, the phone was a convenience because it gave you the ability to be reached right away. You didn't have to go to a payphone, but it really wasn't a big change in your life. It was just a phone, and it was more portable, crazy expensive, but you didn't have to pull over and use a payphone or borrow a phone or go into some shop. Now use your phone. You now had your own and you had portability. And suddenly, we evolved from the payphone to, I'm sorry, the cell phone to the smartphone. And the smartphone is really different. Having the world by the string is what the smartphone generation is about. Millennials, all the information known to man at your fingertips. And I don't exaggerate that one bit. I have learned so much because the information was quickly accessible. In the old days, I had to go find an encyclopedia, go to the library, whatever. The internet has changed things. Now, I'm not talking about the fake news nonsense. I'm talking about if you want to know who C.S. Eliot is, you Google it. And there'll be lots of references to him. And you can kind of discern who's giving you one slant or the other. And then you make up your mind. Well, one guy says this, one person says that. You get to not only find the information, you get to discern it. And if you're smart, you can bounce. Okay, this person likes so-and-so, this person doesn't. Now, I will say this. I've learned how to look at the news, I'm sorry, the information that I gather on the internet and know who's got the bias and slants. And that's a bit of a quality that you have to learn over time. That you're like, if you read about Barack Obama and you read the wrong bio, you'll think the dude was a god. But if you're doing it smart and you go, okay, well, I'll get good about him, then I'll get bad about him. And then I'll balance the two in between. You can figure out, yeah, he was a piece of crap president. Okay? Yeah. So, but the internet gives you so much capability. I mean, as they were discussing this, the phone, the smartphone, the idea was that kids no longer pay attention. That you can be together and all these kids will be on a phone and nobody's really listening. Right? There's nobody giving you their full attention. Have you think about what it means when somebody's talking to you and you're no longer blip, 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 and you're actually looking them in the eye and listening to them and responding back and showing them, look, I'm not distracted. No TV on, no radio on, no whatever. We're talking undistracted. When's the last time you had a conversation like that? I mean, I can't recall having conversations like that unless it's with real close family or good friends. Because I'm telling you, it doesn't happen these days. Everybody's talking distracted. You can sneak in things that, you know, like to make sure they're listening to you. Like, you know, there's a rat at your feet. And you're just talking. And people are like, what? Yeah, okay. And they don't even hear it. And what's funny is as I analyze this, I was thinking, are we being trained to be this way? And I think we are. We're being trained not to absorb, not to look around that room and be able to. I'm sitting in a room right now going, you know, would I be able to describe this as a crime scene? And the answer is generally no. Our memories and our experiences are more fleeting than they used to be. And I think it's intentional. We've built the soundbite generation, kids that really don't understand how to look at something and absorb it. They only want to get it on the surface. And I think that's a disservice overall. Now, one of the things that came up, well, look, it's like reading the newspaper. You know, in the old days, the old man would get up, read the newspaper, and then the wife would take her section, and they'd sit at the table and talk as they were distracted by the newspaper. And then that distraction became maybe the radio, you know, when there were certain things going on with that. Then the distraction became the television, which, you know, and so are we, and I mean, and this could be the argument, are we, or the debate, I should say, are we training ourselves to be able to absorb more information, and can we absorb more information, or are we becoming more and more distracted, more and more distant from one another? I don't have the answer. I'm asking. I love a smartphone. Everything at your disposal, the ability to call BS on
something. Yeah, well, such and such did this.
You go, nah, you were technically wrong. You were wrong on that. Yeah, I looked it up. In baseball stats, if you're having a conversation, maybe you're not into sports, but your buddy's talking about somebody and you're kind of out of the sport, so you just Google the guy. And you go, well, wasn't he the guy that did so-and-so? I think didn't he have like a no-hitter back in the 70s? Yeah, man, I didn't even know you were into sports. You know, but you look like a guru. There's so much you can do with this little device. Now, here's the bad news. Take it away. What's the big deal? What happens? They said if you take away a kid's, there's a name now, a phobia for losing your phone. Did you know this? I did not know this. There's a phobia. It's like nomophobia or something. Look it up. Look it up on your smartphone. What are you looking at me? There's a phobia in 66% of college kids, they say millennials, suffer from this phobia. They have clinics you can go to that can detach you from your phone so you don't take it as like, oh my God, I lost my phone. Anyway, there are good things that come out of it. You can look for the best restaurants. You can look for where to live. You can look for a job all on your phone, man. How cool is that? You can watch your favorite shows on there. You can go, you can actually be right in the face of your grandma, your great-grandma, anytime you choose. I mean, just think of the power that exists inside of that little box now, that little piece of real estate. They don't have to leave their apartments to have the best experiences of life, these millennials. If you want to see a movie, there exists a multitude of ways to do so. You miss Cirque du Soleil? Don't worry about it. It'll be on YouTube or Roku or Hulu or something soon enough. That's the generation we live in. Who cares about experience anymore when social media is upon us? The revolution there is. Virtual experience with virtual friends. To actually get among friends has become less necessary.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
All right, everybody, welcome back. There must have been a little bit of desperation in that helicopter. You heard about that helicopter that was went into the water, I believe in New York. It was like a sightseeing helicopter. And now they're saying, did that helicopter, did somebody hit the switch, the fuel switch, with their bag, a passenger's bag? And I'm thinking, how would a passenger's bag hit the fuel switch? Would they have been flying up front or what? And there's a place to store things in a helicopter. I've ridden in a couple of them, and you'd be nowhere near a fuel switch. I mean, I don't know much about it. Maybe there. I don't think you got like a little toggle switch in the compartment area for the bags. And if you had it up front, you would put it down. I would hope put it down at your feet. Worst case scenario. Even if, I don't even know if you carry one. I guess if you were carrying your work. But if you're sightseeing, you're just up there with you know, your jacket at best, right? It's pretty awful that people end up dying over what could have been something so minor. The only person that survived was the pilot. That's got to feel kind of rotten. Those people end up with survivor syndrome. Have you heard of that? Survivor syndrome, where something bad happens and you're the one that survives, and then you feel guilty. And particularly if you're the pilot, you're the one that's supposed to be responsible for everybody's safety, and they all die and you live. It's kind of, you know, I don't think it's too much for his tour business. I'm not saying it's the guy's fault. I'm not, you know, but Sully landed a plane with 100 and something passengers in it on the Hudson, and everybody survived. This dude, I saw the helicopter going down. Did you see it? And it was going into the water, and it didn't look like it did anything. It didn't, like, crash into the water. It just lowered into the water. But they all died. Did they drown? I don't know much about it. I'm going to be honest with you. It isn't like it's a political story. It's like, Kevin, what's the political angle here? There isn't one. X number of people died, and the pilot survived. And I think they had rented one of those. It was a freak accident, wasn't it? Could we just call it a freak accident? Can you still say freak? Can you say freaking freak? I just want to know. Can you say freaking freak or whatever? Come on, talk to me. Yeah. But man, desperation. Yeah, you know, I've been in a couple times where the airplane did some strange stuff and I didn't think about it, but right after that happened, we'd go up in the air, and the whole time I'm going, man, if we fall from here, ooh, it's going to hurt. I mean, I'm thinking it at that point, because you don't forget it. You just get a little tentative, like, oh, man, this is not good. I've been thinking about this. All the issues that we deal with on a day-to-day basis, I mean, we could categorize them. You guys should write to me at kjradio.com. By the way, this is the Kevin Jackson Show. Or give me a call, 844-551-8255. And tell me, Kevin, this would be a great segment. Like, stupid liberals. That's easy. That's the entire show. So we got to get a little bit more specific. Like, stupid liberals and their pets. You know, or, you know, stupid things liberals do. Well, nah, that's the whole show. So, yeah, but you get what I'm saying? Like, gotcha. I think we should do a gotcha segment. Here's a gotcha. 39-year-old Dante Holmes was shot and killed while driving in a funeral procession in Baltimore on Saturday. Par for the course. So, where's Black Lives Matter on this? Understand this. Dante Holmes is in a funeral procession of a young man, black man, who had been killed in Baltimore, and they are going to put this kid to rest. And 39-year-old Dante gets shot and killed as a funeral procession is going. Who shoots at a funeral procession? Come on, Black Lives Matter. Can you call me? Can you hit a brother up? Let me know. I want to know where this makes sense. Here's the thing I tell you guys all the time. Show me liberalism where it makes sense. Show me anywhere. This is what bugs me so much about black folks who want to get after black conservatives, because they say, "You, Kevin, you a race traitor, man. You ain't helping brothers out," and all this. And I'm like, why would I do it? Why would I help brothers out? What are brothers doing for me? Threatening to kill me. They want to kill me. They want to beat me up. They want to pummel me into submission. You will think like us or else. So that's number one. And that ain't going to happen. Many have tried. Many have challenged. I mean, there's a part of me that, honest to God, wants somebody to accept that, you know, that, hey, I'm going to kick Evan's butt so I can whoop that head and put it on film. There's a part of me that wants to do it. Even though I don't want to fight. I really don't. But there's a part of me that just wants to say, look, you know, do your will. They threaten to kill you. They call you Uncle Tom. They call you Coon, Step and Fetching, and a host of other names. And then they go, why don't you come be down with us? What, so I can be like you? Really, that's the kind of behavior you want me to mimic. Yeah, that would be good. So they do all that, and then you bring things up like, well, man, you know, if we all down with one another, why are we killing it? Oh, man, you can't go bringing up black-on-black crime and stuff. Really? So I can't bring it up. You want to kick my butt, force me to think like you, and if I don't, you'll kill me. Oh, by the way, you'll kill me anyway. you bring it up there. Well, the white men, they do. Mexicans kill Mexicans. White people kill white people. You know, yeah, but black people kill a lot more of them than they kill of us. That's number one. And number two, they're not as telling other Mexicans be down with the vatos, and white people aren't saying be down with the white people. Why can't you respect the white race? But you want me to be on the team. You can't be talking about stuff like that, man. We on the team. But you'll kill me for nothing. And if I bring it up, then you go, well, we don't talk about that. I don't want to be on your team. You want me to just essentially take my licks, think like you, or take my licks, or worse yet, you'll kill me for no reason. And if I bring up any of the inconsistencies of your argument, then you say, well, you just wanted him. 39-year-old Dante Holmes shot and killed while driving in a funeral procession in Baltimore. Yeah, I know. Donald Trump did it with the Russians. He was using a Russian scope on his Kalashnikov rifle. Yeah, that's what it was. Donald Trump killed that man. Black Lives Matter will come out in force. Don't be shocked if you hear, you know, that Donald Trump had something to do with it, colluding with the Russians. Sounds crazy. I guess the Black Lives Matter group is still trying to figure out what's the next Confederate statue that needs to come down, huh? Yeah, see, that to me is a gotcha story. One of those stories where you want to feel good about, you know, what's going on in the world, and then, you know, gotcha. I'm talking about leftists. Gotcha. Donald Trump is hiding something. And we know where he's hiding it. Not in a safe. Not in a vault. Nope. He's hiding it in his taxes. Anybody know who said that? Anybody know who offered that up? I'll tell you who it was. It was Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren. She said it about 11 months ago. Donald Trump's hiding things. And we know where he's hiding it. He's in his taxes. And then Donald Trump releases his taxes, and they find out he paid a lot of money. Donald Trump said, here you go. Here's the taxes. We want more. We need more of them. Well, here's one. That's not enough. And the one completely burst burst their bubble, and it wasn't enough. No. We need more. We need more evidence. But ask Elizabeth Warren to spit in a test tube to prove that she's a Native American. And what's Elizabeth? I just don't have to do that. My family, we believe that we're the Indians, and I was told this story, and that's all there is to it. She's a con artist. Elizabeth Warren is nothing more than a con artist. Oh, by the way, so are Democrats. That's who they are. They're nothing but cons. Make themselves look good. Oh, look at what I've done. I've done better. I'm better than you. Look at my resume. I've got all of these credentials. Look at the awards that I've been given by other people that think like I think. And they do it. They understand the game, boy. If Republicans understood the game, we would have superstars in this industry. Superstars. Radio people, bloggers and writers and authors, and we'd have, you know, I don't know what the equivalent of our Pulitzer would be, but we'd have that, and we'd be giving ourselves all these parties. But you know what we do? We go, nah, that's all false stuff, and it is. And then we don't want to celebrate it, because it's a celebration of what you already know, and it's a waste of money and all that, and we make no headway because we don't create our stars. I think it's because we are averse to being stars, quite honestly. I know I am. Anyway, hey, we got a lot to talk about when we come back. Listening to Kevin Jackson.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.